Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And, John, have you familiar? We talked a ways back about the, remember the Brunson, the case, the four Brunson brothers? They had brought that case.
Idaho?
Yeah.
Well, Montana, Idaho?
No. Where all the Mormons are at? I'm having one of my senior moments.
Utah?
Yeah, they're from Utah. Okay. Anyhow, the four brothers and Lloyd Brunson, we had him on this radio program, and he brought his case against the Congress and against the fact that that whole election.
John Ness.
Huh? That whole election, okay, was illegitimate. And so here, we're going to play a little bit of, because here's what the chatter has. The chatter has it out there that Clarence Thomas was instructed to hold off on this because they've already heard and they've already ruled on the case. And this would take about half of Congress. There are seated illegitimately. And, I'm going to let Brent Johnson explain. He can explain it a little better than I can. Go ahead, Josh, and take her away.
And then we don't get Tulsi Gabbard. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
Okay. They've taken away Getz. I don't accept that. I don't believe that. Okay? Just because you read it in the news, just because you heard it, just because he said it, doesn't make it so. And you need to give this a chance to play out. I don't happen to believe that Donald Trump is going to be inaugurated on January 20th. I believe that well before then, Donald Trump will be in office. The Loy Bronson case, yep. Okay, is sitting in the Supreme Court. There is word that Clarence Thomas was actually instructed about 10 days ago that he was not yet to release the information because it's still too chaotic, okay, and we're going to wait for certain things to happen before you release it. The implication is they have indeed decided the case. They are indeed going to release it, and when that happens, you will find that most of Congress is no longer sitting in Congress, okay? Most people in government, including your libtard judge, okay, will no longer be in government, okay? And Donald Trump will automatically be reinstated as the legitimate president of the United States of America.
Okay, now, well, by the way, wait, pause right there. Let's bring people up to speed for those who don't know what the Brunson case is. It's very important. Brunson agreed to sign an NDA regarding this case. The Supreme Court heard the case. Evidently, all signs point to the Supreme Court ruling in Brunson's favor. Do you want to remind people what that case is about and the gravity of that case? What are you talking about?
Okay, in the first place, this is a special case that was brought to the Supreme Court under an emergency provision. It's called Rule 11. And Loy Bronson is one of four brothers, by the way, who are involved here. But he's been the principal of the family on the matter. And what he did was he brought a question to the Supreme Court about the oaths of office that were supposedly provided by every member of Congress as required by law. And what he brought forward was proof that they don't have any oaths of office. Now, if that's true, that means they are not allowed to even be in Congress. It's not a question of a process. It's not like Sue There is no controversy on this case. It's not a normal case where you have a plaintiff and a defendant, you have a petitioner and you have a respondent. This is an emergency case, goes to national security. Okay, and so it's bypassed all the normal processes in law. Normally, you get a ruling in a district court, you appeal it to the appeal circuit. If the two different appeal circuits have a different view on the same issue, then it goes to the Supreme Court. That's the norm. Loy Bronson bypassed everything to get this case directly to the Supreme Court. And if the case is ruled as being accurate, that there are no oaths of office, then suddenly 90% of Congress is out of a job. Okay. Most of the judges who are sitting in courtrooms are out of a job. Just like that. And at that point, the reality is that Joe Biden was never actually elected president. Okay. None of it. All of it goes away. I know it's very impossible for most people to think about. Okay. And it is real. And it is very, very, let's just say, possible that in the next few days or weeks, this is all going to come out. And so everything that you're seeing, everything that you're anticipating, everything that the evildoers are attempting to create is potentially going to be tossed in a furnace and just burned away. So This is why I'm saying that do not just accept Matt Gaetz has said he's withdrawing. Do not just accept that. I think it highly unlikely that it's just happened the way we are told it has happened. There's other things going on behind the scenes. And if Donald Trump wants Kash Patel in charge of the FBI, Kash Patel is going to be in charge of the FBI.
All right. Well, from your lips to Trump's ears, I pray that you are correct because he's the right man for the job. But let me just show you this, because, again, I just want to go back to the premise of this conversation. What is a republic versus a democracy? So these snakes, the libtards, they despise a constitutional republic because all they ever talk about is a democracy, which is two wolves and a sheep voting over what's for dinner. And they are the wolves, we're the sheep. That ain't the way our constitutional republic is set up. But what's worse, and I made this point in the open, is you can't maintain a republic without honor and integrity, without people that respect the republic. You can't maintain a republic whose governing body, posing as the constitutional republic, is systemically corrupt. Now, this witch, Diane Ellis Marseglia, in Pennsylvania, an election commissioner, openly stated that she and her colleague on this board of three were going to defy the orders of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to stop counting illegal votes. They were going to defy that order and continue to count illegal votes so they could flip the seat, the Senate seat in Pennsylvania, from red to blue. Now she's been called out by Scott Pressler and dozens and dozens and dozens of other red-blooded Americans who showed up to read her the riot act yesterday. And here's what she's saying today, Brent.
Say things that are out of turn. We all make mistakes. I made a mistake.
Bucks County Commissioner Diane Ellis Marseglia apologized after indicating she would break state law to count ineligible votes in Pennsylvania's closely contested Senate race.
I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country.
The commissioner tried explaining that mistake to her constituents.
I was referring to the United States Supreme Court and the precedent that has been lost on many issues, including Roe versus Wade.
Today, voters called on commissioners to resign and accused them of cheating in the election.
Do you need to resign today? You need to be fired.
Compared to all of you, being called garbage doesn't seem to be so bad.
A statewide recount is underway.
A statewide recount is underway. Here's the thing, Brent. I'll turn it back to you in 1 second. She's not accused of election rigging. She is openly election rigging, just as we're seeing in California, parts of Arizona, where they are still counting votes. You can't have a constitutional republic when the system is systemically corrupt. Brent Johnson.
Okay, so this is a very, very, very important issue. So what I'm about to say, I want you to really pay attention to and listen to and take into yourself.
Sorry for this quick interruption and a quick word about a sponsor.
Gold is...
All right, there you go. All right, so here, like Johnson said, you know, first of all, Trump has got a couple options on this thing. First of all, you've got, of course, you know, the Recess Act, okay? He's got the Recess Act, but I think the Recess Act, they have to be notified. The Senate and the House has to be notified that he's planning on, and they have to be given, what, I think like a 9-day notice or something. I'm not really sure. But it's not as clear cut as what people think. But there is the Appointment Act of 1899 that Trump can use to appoint these people. Okay. And so what do you think? Okay. What do you think? You better get right in that mic. You can't, because you can barely hear you if you listen. You're right up to that mic.
Yeah. I'm not sure on that, Pastor. I was looking at something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give that over to John.
John.
What do you think, John? Don't tell me he fell asleep.
Uh-oh.
John, are you there?
No, I'm here, Pastor Ernie. It's pretty complicated. I mean, it's sort of like a technical issue, and I've heard pundits kind of talk opposite about it, that they do have to be notified to come back. It's like when Congress is in recess, and they do have to be notified to come back. And it's been used. This isn't like something that hasn't been used since 1899, but it has been used. So Trump, but they never come back. Very few of them come back. So that way you can get things done when normally you might be able to get it done, or that may take a long, long, long time.
Okay. Am I right that they have to have a 9-day notice, that they have to get a 9-day notice?
I didn't hear anything about 9 days in what I was reading.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying it's not true, but I didn't come across, that was never mentioned in what I looked at for this.
We're going to switch over now and talk about, well, we got Joe in Staten Island pledges 150. Thank you, Joe. Vicky in Colorado pledges 100. Oh, I'm going to tell you, we've been so wrapped up in the programs, I haven't been giving that number out, and we're way behind. 888-281-1110, folks. That's the credit card line. I'm still looking for someone to match my 1,000. I've still got no matches yet. And we have right now about 47 minutes left in the radio program tonight. 47 minutes. That's how much time we have left. And that's not very much. That's we have to raise enough money to stay on the air on those stations that you're listening to us. And remember what I told you. We came within razor-thin margins of having to go off 3 stations, okay? And even closer than a razor-thin margin on 1. Folks, we need to hear from you. We really need to hear from you out there. If you want to keep hearing from us on those stations we're on, you have to pay your bills.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, the numbers are 888-281-1110 and or 888-677-9673. Some of you folks have been supporting us for years and years and years out there. And every now and then I'll get the chance to talk. And I really appreciate that support. I mean, there have been people out there listening to us that have been supporting us for 40 years. 40 years, okay, that I know of. And so thank you so much. Remember, none of us get paid for doing this. None of us get paid for doing this. In fact, it actually cost me to do this. I'm doing it not because I'm such a wonderful person, okay? I'm as bad as John McTiernan. Right, John?
No, you're worse.
Okay. No, we're doing it because the cause is a righteous cause. We really, truly believe the Word of God. We for real, you know. not just symbolism over substance. We're in this for real. We really do. Out there today, you know, we have so much Christian light out there. People that are just not all the way in the fight. They're not all the way in. Well, we've been all the way in from day one. We have never, in 50 years, never, not one time ever compromised. We've never stood down. Never. We've always ran right to the battle, and we're going to continue to do that, okay? Because, as we our saying goes, we've done so much for so long with so little, we can do almost anything with nothing. We've come to believe that. That's one of our sayings at our Geauga County Right to Life group, too. But we need to hear from you. We really do. I need to get some matches on my pledge. So we have some pledges for 500. Could you match that? Could you match Craig in Michigan for 100 or Vicky in Colorado for 100? So Craig in Michigan. Oh, I missed Craig in Michigan, didn't I? Okay. But folks, we really have to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I'm going to switch over here and now talk about America's national sin. America's national sin. And that is killing its babies, killing its children. Now, this Doge, I really love this Doge. I thought for years we should have had a program like that. And here now, John, you have Planned Predators is going ballistic because here they're going after, I mean, they're really slamming Elon Musk and Ramaswamy. And so because they're coming out and they want to cut, they want to defund Planned Predators. To the tune of $300 million a year. Of our tax dollars. No. A very, very wicked, evil Joe Biden. A completely wicked, a completely cowardly Joe Biden. He gave the former head of Planned Predators, Cecil Richards, he gave her the American, the Freedom of America Award. And do you know why he gave her that award, what she did to earn that award, John?
Well, she was efficient in killing a lot of babies.
4 million. He gave her the freedom, the National Freedom Award, for killing 4 million babies. Joe Biden is evil. Now, there's a growing crowd in the Roman Catholic Church that want him excommunicated. They should have excommunicated him and Nancy Pelosi a long time ago, a long time. Seems like if you have enough money, you don't get excommunicated, do you? You can do about what you want. And so, anyhow, 888-281-1110. Again, 888-281-1110. And so now, there's the growing cheers from people out there, the voice of people calling their congressmen. Right now you have 132 members of Congress that have signed up. They've stepped up to defund Planned Predators. They've signed on, co-sponsoring. This would send a message throughout the entire world. Planned Parenthood is the most wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean, a creeping, crawling purveyor of death. And I'll tell you, right here in Cleveland, they're located right at the corner of Route 43 and Rockside Road. Route 43 and Rockside Road. And on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Doers of the Word, Missionaries from the Unborn, will be out there at 1 o'clock. Now, there's people there all day, but our church comes out there at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. this coming Tuesday, and that's right at the corner of Rockside Road and Route 43 in Bedford Heights. And folks, we could sure use some help out there on those streets. I was on those streets for 45 years, week in and week out. And our people go out there, they're committed. folks. And they're out there in the rain and the snow and the heat. And God bless them for doing it. But killing the children is America's national sin. And God's not going to bless this nation, John McTurnan, until we stop the killing of the innocent.
Well, what we need, Pastor Ernie, is the government getting out of it. That's the first big step with the Lord. In other words, here's what it is. We're paying Planned Parenthood. The federal government is paying them all this money. And Planned Parenthood says, well, we don't use them to do abortions. That's how really they get around it. But this organization is built around abortion, Pastor Ernie.
John, when I was growing up, when I was a kid, people went to jail for having abortions. You went to prison for having an abortion. And you know what? For thousands of years, from the founding, the very first day this country became a country, the law was if you killed a child, because, you see, the ultimate authority is God's word, the Bible. And God's word tells you that when you kill a child, when you commit an abortion, you have committed a murder, you've transgressed the dominion of God, and God says that you deserve to die for your sin, okay, and burn in hell. Now, that's what the Bible teaches, okay? So, but he gives you an option to repent of that sin, okay? But today, there's only a few of us, it seems like, John, that the vast majority of professing Christians in this country, the vast majority of professing, really don't believe what God says, do they?
Well, you go by the way they act, Pastor Ernie, and you know, I started the pulpit because of that leadership needed, and it's in the pulpit that it's not giving the leadership, so we really, in a sense, don't fear the Lord about this. We've lost the fear of God.
Well, I know that I made up my mind a long time ago, there's a no quit. Can't be any quit in us, can there?
No.
Okay. There can be no compromise. No. So we have to stand, even if we're the only ones, you know. If I'm the only one speaking, I'm going to let people know what God's Word, the Bible says, that abortion is taking an innocent life. Mm-hmm. And when they keep talking about with exceptions, the exceptions, you know. We have no, God doesn't have any exceptions.
No.
God says abortion is murder, period, right? Now, when they tell you to save the life of the mother, there's no such thing. John, let me tell you, because I've been in this movement, the pro-life movement, for a long time. Never is there a case where a baby had to die to save the mother. And there has been cases where a mother's life has been in danger, and in the process of trying to resuscitate, trying to save the woman, the baby was lost, okay? But the purpose was not to kill the baby so the mother could live. That wasn't the purpose, okay? That is a lie told by the liars. That is a lie told by dirty, rotten liars, according to God's Word, the Bible, right? And so, when do you think we're going to have enough pastors in this world that have enough grit, that have enough metal, that have enough courage and honor and integrity to stand up and preach boldly, take that stand? And, you know, my position is, and Donald Trump needs to repent of that, but because there should be no exceptions. His position should be exactly the position that God takes, and that is no exceptions. Abortion is murder, no exceptions. So what say, John?
Ernie, I believe it's going to take, and I've said this many, many times, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit across the nation to put fire in the belly of the preachers, Pastor Ernie. And that fire would be moving in God, understanding God's holiness, and that His Word will only allow us to go so far in killing the children.
I know. Well, we've seen how he has brought the very worst punishment on nations for doing just that, killing the children, exactly. The very worst.
Exactly.
All right, Craig in Michigan pledges 100. Dan in Detroit pledges 15.
All right.
Who did I miss? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Dan in Detroit pledges 50. Craig in Minnesota pledges 15. All right, folks, 888. We're running out of time. We have 35 minutes left, and we're way far below our goal. We gotta hear from you. I don't have anyone yet has matched my $1,000. So 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. McTurnan, if you pledge $1,000, I'll send you my Pastor Ernie Sanders 50 years of exhilarating moments, untold challenges, and many stories in heaven.
Well, Pastor Ernie, why would I need that? Because, you know, I lived through most of them.
Yeah. Okay. All right, very good. Now, listen. Do you remember just about a week or so ago, we talked about the commercial that Jaguar made. Jaguar made a commercial, and it was a woke commercial, and you couldn't tell what they were trying to say. You couldn't tell what they were trying to get across because you had like eight people, and you had four standing, four sitting, and they were all dressed real weird, all kinds of weird music, and then four would turn their heads to the right and four would turn their heads to the left. So Elon Musk looks at this commercial, and he said to Jaguar, "Do you people sell cars?" You know, because he couldn't figure it out, mm-hmm. right? I couldn't figure it out, but it was a woke commercial. But to offset the woke commercial, here Volvo has come out and they have made an amazing pro-life commercial. It's really a good pro-life commercial. And so hats off to Volvo, okay? And remember, Jaguar, go woke, go broke. Go woke, go broke. A lot of people have figured that one out, haven't they, John?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. I mean, I'm ready to respond to any of that stuff, any of it. But the thing about Jaguar, they are part of only elite by Jaguars, and the elite tend to be really hardcore liberal and all of that. So that might, I was thinking about it, that might not affect them. But where you reach down to like us, the middle class people and our values, that won't go far at all.
No. I mean, here, I don't know how, I mean, even how that would even, I don't think the so-called elite would figure that out. Of course, they probably think, well, that's why we like you, because we don't know what they're talking about, right? I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, the left does a lot of things that to me is just amazing. Like when they don't know what a woman is, when you have a woman saying she doesn't know what a woman is, a lot of what they're, you know, what they're all about, drag queens. I mean, you know, the Bible talks about in Ecclesiastes 10:2, those on the left, it says that they're fools.
Mm-hmm.
It says they're fools. In Matthew chapter 25, it says those on the left will be bound and cast into the lake of fire because they're unrepentant sinners. And today, for example, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up next week. And those on the left are telling people that if you have family members that were smart enough to do the right thing and vote for Trump and then you should not go to the, you'll make them feel bad if you don't go to the Thanksgiving dinner, refuse to go to dinner with him. That'll show him. That'll really teach him, right? Okay. Not only that, but John, some of those feminists are shaving their heads. They're shaving their heads because they lost the election, and they're shaving their heads to get even with us. And we ask, oh, please don't shave your head. You don't know how that will hurt us if you shave your head. But they don't care. They're wicked. They go ahead and they're shaving their heads anyhow, John. How do you feel about that? How does that affect you if you see one of those feminists? How would you feel if Hillary shaved her head?
Oh, my goodness. I would be speechless. But Pastor Ernie, there's a woman, a hardcore lesbian.
Hold on to that story because we're up against a break, a fast break here. Okay, we'll be.
Shepherds watch a keeping.
And that angelic voice was Esty Chrisman. Esty was she was a beautiful voice there, and she was accompanied by Brian Park and yours truly, old Pastor Ernie. But Esty went home to be with the Lord, and I preached her funeral. She came over here from Israel, and when she accepted the Lord Jesus over here, her family disowned her, and she was offered what, and she lived in Esty was destitute, folks. I'm telling you. But she was offered $1 million cash from her family to denounce Christ and come back under Judaism, and she refused to do that. And even at the funeral, when I preached her funeral, her father was there, and he asked me if I could not mention Jesus. I said, no. I said, that's the whole purpose of me being here. Okay, and he said, well, then, could you at least not mention him too much? I said, yeah, I'll do that. I won't mention him too much, for sure. Anyhow, all right. We had John in Parma pledges 100. Andrea in Ohio pledges 50. Carol in Philly pledges 400. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, we've got about 24 minutes left. 24 minutes. Can I get a match? Can I get a match for my 1,000? Can I get a match for Carol from Philly for her 400, folks? John, you were telling that story about this woman who was a...
Yeah, Ellen, was it Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, she moved.
Yeah, she left. She left America, and she went to Great Britain, and I'd love for, the millions like her to leave. Everything would be fine for us.
You know, she's right here from the Cleveland area.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah. And, they always promise that they're going to leave. They always promise that, but they never really do they?
Well, she did. But, Pastor Ernie, I was watching a pundit talking to a hardcore feminist. And he asked her what a woman was, and she couldn't tell him.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
She said, that's a trick question.
Well, that's that woman who ran for the Supreme Court, who's a justice on the Supreme Court. That was the question she was asked. But when she was being questioned, and, I'm thinking of Blackburn. Marsha Blackburn asked her, what is a woman? And she didn't know. She couldn't give the answer to what a woman is, okay? Folks, again, there you go. You know, I can tell you what a woman is, mm-hmm. okay? See, a woman is a mother, is a sister, is a wife, is an aunt, is a grandmother,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I know those things. It's a hard, you know, and I could tell that there were only two genders even when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else? When I was 5 years old and someone said to me, can you point out a woman? I could point out a woman.
Yeah.
So I knew more at 5 years old than this woman we have sitting on the Supreme Court right now. Right, John?
Well, it's a woman is a mature female. You know, a mature... A female is what a woman is. But they can't tell that because of their dumb ideology.
Well, then maybe if they can't tell that, then maybe a woman and a feminist are not one of the same.
Well, you would think that a feminist would be all for women, but if a man wants to masquerade as a woman and put lipstick on and rouge and all and hair, dye his hair, then that apparently women, it's very shallow because if you dress and put some makeup on, then you're a woman.
Well, if you're a man and you put on makeup and lipstick and wear a dress, then you get appointed as Surgeon General, right?
By Biden. My goodness.
Oh. Right, yeah. So they... I mean, that is really sick, John. That's really sick what they've done.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're bringing tremendous confusion to children. My wife was telling me about a Bible study she went to, and a women's Bible study.
Wait, I got this. James in Massachusetts just pledged, just matched my 1,000. Thank you, James.
All right.
All right. We have 20 minutes left. Maybe can we get someone to match James's $1,000?
It's possible.
Yep. We need someone to match James's 1,000. Okay, go ahead, John.
And the women were talking in the Bible study. They had children, like kindergarten, fourth grade, think fifth grade. And the kids were really concerned that little girls thought that they might become boys. Or little boys thought they might become girls. And it was from all that nonsense they were being exposed to in the fourth grade in school.
Yeah, I heard about some of that where the kids. I heard about some of that where the kids were actually telling the other kids, "You're really not a girl. You're really a boy," and it was confusing them and scaring them. Okay.
Yes, Pastor Ernie, literally scaring them that they might go to bed at night and wake up as a boy.
Yeah. Oh, this is really not funny. It's pitiful. But, I don't know. Maybe you could convince Hillary she's a boy.
Oh,
I don't know.
Goodness.
Might not be too hard. I don't know. I mean, they've just gone so far.
Yeah.
So far over. And you just wonder. And, what happens if you don't repent? You get up. God will give you over to a reprobate mind.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
It's pitiful.
You know, Pastor, that's why I believe we have to really understand that what the word is saying, that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. All of these things that we're facing right now, the heat of this battle, and it reminds me of Christ when he dealt with the father and his son who was possessed, and his disciples they couldn't cast the spirit out, and Jesus came and he cast that spirit out. But what intrigued me about that is it said, though he rebuked him, he charged him, he said to come out of him, the deaf and dumb spirit. But it said the spirit cried and rent him sore, and he came out of him, and he was as one that was dead. That intrigued me because I'm like, wow, this is Jesus that is confronting a spirit, and it has the audacity to come out, but to rent the young boy sore, and he lay there almost as a dead person. And my tie-in is this is what I believe we're seeing, even with the Democratic Party and what has taken place. We have had a significant victory. I believe it was the hand of God, the fact that we have won, but they are leaving out kicking and screaming, and it looks like they are in some way still in control, but I firmly believe that God is in control at this point with this, and I think it's a point where we can be encouraged that God is with us.
Absolutely, but all of these things that we're seeing out there today are all signs of the Lord's soon return. I mean, these
absolutely.
Are all things that are happening out there. They're everything's falling right into place, just like God's word, the Bible said it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And but see, there's never been a better time in all of history for us to place up crowns in heaven.
Yeah.
Right now, America has never been in such a dark state. I mean, you have the, we call it the deep state. It's the dark state. It's satanic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the fastest growing church. Now, two things are happening simultaneously here. And that is, we're seeing revival breaking out in a lot of places. At the same time, the fastest growing church is the Church of Satan. And the interesting thing is, these Democrats are now openly. It's not like it used to be before, but now they're openly embracing Satanism. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, all right. Doug and Carol pledge of New Jersey pledge 500. Thank you, Doug and Carol. Thank you. Donald in New York. Oh, no, New Hampshire. Donald in New Hampshire pledges 200. Thank you, Donald. All right. We have, oh, John, you have about 8 minutes, okay, to tell the folks how they can quit being a Democrat. Those out there that are Democrats, how they can get out of the being a Democrat and end up in heaven and not hell. Can you do that, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I'd like to do two things, because we talked about the seriousness of possible World War III and nuclear war. Mm-hmm. That's what's staring at it, which Biden has pulled the trigger on. So I'd like to intercede, Pastor Ernie, here and ask for God's mercy for it, and then give a message about how someone can have assurance of eternal life with Jesus Christ. Okay, Pastor Ernie?
I'd do it.
Okay. Father, we're before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we are powerless in this, in that we have a man, and I don't even know if it's him, someone behind him, Lord, that literally did last Sunday, not even a week ago, pulled the trigger on what could be World War III, mm-hmm. knowing full well that it could end up as World War III with nuclear weapons. Putin has responded to this. He's fired an intercontinental ballistic missile from Russia into the Ukraine with one of those large warheads, Lord, that did apparently severe damage in a city in the Ukraine. And he said there's more coming. He said he was going to target an American missile base in Poland. Lord, this can result in counterattacks and escalate potentially millions upon millions, and millions could die from this, Lord. We're asking for your mercy. The Bible says your mercy endures forever. We're asking for your mercy in this. We're asking that you overrule this. Lord, I believe that you had President Trump elected for a specific reason, Lord, or reasons.
Yes.
So he's elected, and then 2 weeks later, 10 days, whatever it is, Biden does this, full well knowing that firing American missiles from the Ukraine into Russia could trigger World War III. He has mentioned this already in the past. Lord, we're crying out to you to work mightily, Lord, to intercede for us. And as Pastor Ernie mentioned, that people are in touch by Zoom with President Trump, that you could put a lid on this till the end of January when Trump becomes president and work out to defuse this, and it would not result in World War III, Lord, and nuclear weapons. That's what we're asking you. You worked a miracle for Trump to be elected, Lord. There's something you have for him to do. So we're asking now that you would put a lid on this till the end of January, when Trump is in office, and he could stand down the military and not allow the Ukraine to fire any more of these missiles, Lord. In Jesus' name, we're asking this, Lord. And, Lord, we also talked about the lack of a real powerful stand of so many pastors and people against killing the babies, Lord. Planned Parenthood got an award for 4 million for killing aborting 4 million babies, Lord. 4 million. I mean, 4 is a tragedy. This is millions, Lord. And the blood is of their blood cries out. And we're asking again for mercy, Lord, that we need a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit to put fire in the churches, fire in the pulpits, Lord, fire in the people, and that will rise up in mass and put an end to this, Lord. Lord, we're asking that all the funding for Planned Parenthood and any abortion organization would dry up now. No money. No money. That's what we're asking for, Lord, and it would dry up. And we're repenting of it, Lord, how this offends you. It says children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. They're a heritage to us, Lord. So we're crying out in mercy. We're crying out for you to work mightily, Lord, in the government to defund, to start with defunding Planned Parenthood, Lord. We pray it would just go out of business. And, Lord, I want to bring all the listeners before you, and then maybe have some people that have had abortions or encouraged or was part of it, Lord. Maybe workers, even abortionists themselves. The Bible is very clear that this act is murder, and no murderers will inherit the kingdom of heaven. So, Lord, we know in your mercy, if they repent of their sin, of doing this, Lord. And it's not only abortion, it's all sin, but in particular abortion. It's all sin. If you repent of it, do about face, and turn to Jesus Christ and his word, and realize that the Lord was the sinless, only begotten Son of God. And he went to the cross willingly. No one forced him to go to the cross. He said he could have called a legion of angels to take him off the cross. But he didn't, because the penalty for price had to be paid for. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If God is willing to forgive you of all sin, if you will repent, believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
1 minute.
And shed his blood to pay the price for your sin. You will be forgiven of sin. And his righteousness is imparted in you. And that's how you go to heaven. Not by works. It goes by confession. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You call on Jesus Christ. You repent and call on him as your Lord and Savior. And believe he died to pay the penalty for your sin, you will have assurance of eternal life. Okay, Pastor Ernie, thank you.
Thanks, John. All right, Nancy in Illinois pledges 50, and Gloria in Michigan pledges 25. Folks, you still have about 7. You have till midnight, 7 more minutes. We do need to hear from you. We really do need to hear from you in that time, because we want to stay on the station you're listening to us on. So you've got about 7 minutes left. We want to thank all of you for being here tonight and for all your support. And so until next week, we want to say good night.
Good night. Good night.
We want to say God bless y'all.
God bless.
And then we want to say always. Ready?
Fight. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
I'm with Bill Gardner of Empire Window Company. Bill, you've got some great specials right now on windows and siding. Tell you what, though, gutter guards. I'd love my dad to get gutter guards.